Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's another night here at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakon11 with yours truly, the Lotta Hill Legend. We are here again on another wonderful Thursday night to talk about a few things in the world of sports and entertainment. The number one topic of the week, probably of the past 2 weeks, actually, is Lamar Jackson. Will he play wide receiver or is he a quarterback? And I have some very strong opinions on that. We've been going at it on Facebook about it. It's very interesting. Also, we had former LSU running back Derek Geis was asked, for whatever, why is this even on here, was asked if he, yeah, excuse me, y'all, I'm sorry. I can't even read the, he was asked if he liked me for whatever reason. I don't know why. excuse me, I'm sorry.
Why are you giggling?
I'm sorry. I can't. Well, y'all done got me to giggles live on the air. All right, back to it. NCAA football makes $1.1 billion in revenue, and they do not pay the football players. So we'll talk about that. And the NBA, Dwayne Wade made a appearance at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School this week following the tragedy in which 14 students and three teachers, or three adults on the campus, teachers, were tragically murdered with a shooting that took place by a former student. Very tragic, and I'll talk about that. I even had the opportunity to be at the school for an entire week. Also,
wow.
LeBron James has a list of 14 teams he'd like to go to. I mean, what else is new with this guy? Cavs, the Lakers, the Sixers, and the Rockets. I've never seen a thing like this in my life. And it's also NCAA tournament time. Shout out to one of my teachers at work with Virginia. I hope Virginia does not win. I don't want them to win because of all the noise we've been talking at work. So everybody, sit back and enjoy yourself. I'm sorry about my little mishap with the intro tonight. I did not know that was on the on the sheet, and why he was asked that. So sit back, relax.
Women's. He like women.
Oh, my bad. Mm-hmm. My bad. It's International Women's Day. Let me make sure I say
women.
That. Number one. That's
yes.
Right. It's International Women's Day, and also celebrate. Bringing us her entertainment report. I hope she brings a report on the rapper known as Lil Xan, who has decided to give Pac a 2 out of 10 and say that his music was boring. So,
my goodness.
Again, yeah, exactly. Everybody, sit back, relax, enjoy yourself. We'll be right back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Let's go to a quick break.
Good evening.
Thank you. talent.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rave talk. Oh, we talking that rave talk. Safe talk. Here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got them keys. We gotta go, we gon' bleed the field.
Slang.
I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chill.
Slang.
I got them keys.
Niggas always asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Key to life, keep it bad coming. Every night another bad coming. I ain't been asleep since 96. I ain't seen the back of my list. I've been speeding through life with no safety belt. One-on-one with the corner with no safety help. I put fun like Josh Norman. I ain't normal, nigga. Just a project, nigga. Out in Beverly Hills, California, nigga. That rave talk. That's fun, nigga. Special golf talk here. All my niggas from the mud, damn near. All my niggas millionaires. We gon' take it there, I swear. You gon' think a nigga psychic. You ain't seen nothing like this. I should probably copyright this. I promise they ain't gon' like this.
I got them keys. We know the code, I'm bleeding the film. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chunks. I got them keys. Radar. Oh, bitches ain't even on my radar.
Switch.
Radar. Oh, you ain't on my radar.
Switch.
Radar. No, you ain't on my radar.
Switch.
Oh, you be.
Okay, everybody, we back. It's another great Thursday night here. Who we got? We got Cornell. Are you on the line? That's my host, everybody. I didn't get a chance to my co-host. I didn't get a chance to introduce him. Cornell, are you on the line, sir?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Okay, all right, good. Nice to finally hear your voice after you negotiated your contract. I heard behind my back, but that we ain't gonna say nothing about that.
It was them Thursday night Mexican margaritas messing me up, man.
Okay, all right. See, as you can see, that's how we run the show around here. It goes around Thursday night margaritas. All right. Anyway, let's get right into it. Let's talk some football. I had a discussion on Facebook this week about Lamar Jackson. And his athleticism, and I believe that his athleticism is purely unmatched. I believe that he is the greatest athlete ever to enter the NFL draft, single-handed over Michael Vick.
You think he's a better athlete than what's the guy named? They turned him into a wide receiver.
Who you talking
about? Played quarterback for Ohio State.
Terrell Pryor, no doubt. And I mean, I don't want to tell the story because I know I can't tell the story better than Cleon. But Cleon knows the story of Randy Moss and Coach Cottrell. Take a line. Yeah, I know you're laughing already. I'm just going to take a line from Coach Cottrell when he told me the story. In Georgia that time, what's his name? Lamar Jackson. He's going to the Hall of Fame, and I'm just going to leave it at that. As Coach Cottrell would say, he would go to the Hall of Fame if he played receiver, and you got him out on the edge. He can go up the field. I mean, with that athletic ability and his good feet, he obviously can run routes. You know he can catch the ball. There ain't a doubt about that. He's too much of an athlete not to be able to catch a football. And you getting him in space would be almost ridiculous, in my opinion. Now, a lot of people on Facebook are saying that I'm committing what's called reverse racism here. For some reason, they're calling it racist for this guy not to play quarterback. No, black and white don't have nothing to do with this here, and that don't have no place on this show or nowhere else, actually. So we ain't going to even start that black and white mess on there about him not playing quarterback. In my opinion, there's a text message coming in saying that Flowers is better than Jackson. Who, Quentin Flowers? Man, you must be crazy. Anyway, in my humble opinion, it is solely based on his athletic ability. It don't have nothing to do with him being black or white. not playing quarterback. I think he's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. I think he'll be successful. But I think as a wide receiver, he will go to the Hall of Fame. Cleon, I can't do the accent like you can, but you know what I mean. He would go to the Hall of Fame. Now, Cornell, you know, you always come with your thoughts, so I'm waiting on you, Cornell. Give it to me.
Tell me, what makes you think he would be a Hall of Fame wide receiver and he never
look
played?
Look at it.
It's
look
okay.
At it.
Hey, look at Terrell Pryor. He's 6'5". He runs a 4.3". He's strong. He can jump. He can run routes. Does that make him a Hall of Fame wide receiver? Dude's been playing that position their whole life, and you think you're just going to jump in the NFL after you've been playing quarterback your whole life and then just become a Hall of Fame wide receiver? Now, I ain't saying it can be done, but it's highly unlikely.
Look at Randy Moss. You don't see
Randy Moss play wide receiver.
You don't see some shades of Randy Moss in his
Terrell Pryor, body wise and athletic wise, is closer to Randy Moss than the Jackson kid. He was the number one basketball. Hold on now, he was the number one basketball player. I think wherever he's from, I think he's from Ohio or somewhere. He was the number one basketball player in the state, number one football player in the state. And I remember them recruiting this kid, and he made everybody wait. He didn't commit to nobody. He just made everybody wait. He was the last one to commit to a college. It was like a sweepstakes. He had these big-time schools sitting around waiting on him to make a decision.
Yeah, he's also the only kid I ever seen get in trouble in college, and they punished him in the NFL, if you remember that. But keep going. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So.
But like I was saying, go ahead. Go ahead then. Go ahead.
So that him just stepping on the field, I think he'll be a more successful quarterback than wide receiver. This dude's put in countless hours or years of work playing that position. And for him, you think he can just, because he can run and jump and he's fast, to just step on the field and he's going to be this all-world wide receiver. Come on, man. That don't even make sense.
But
I got
my
question.
You got a precedent here. You got a precedent in all of this. You say Terrell Pryor. I say Brian Mitchell. Okay? I say Brian Mitchell. I say Antoine Randall-L. He had 9,000 yards receiving in the NFL.
Is he a Hall of Fame wide receiver?
That remains to be seen, actually.
No, he's not.
Who, Randall-L?
Yeah.
Randall-L?
If Hines Ward on the bubble, what you think Randall is? Come on, man.
And what did Hines Ward play in college, in high school?
He played wide receiver in college.
No.
Yeah, for the Georgia Bulldogs.
He played quarterback at Georgia first. He went to Georgia.
How many years he played wide receiver at Georgia?
I don't know about that. You got me on that one, but I know he went there as a quarterback.
Hey, Antoine, what's his name? Went to Florida State.
Are you talking about Bolden?
Yeah, Antoine Bolden. You know, he played 4 years of college football, and he played wide receiver.
He was
all 4 years. Yeah, he was a quarterback in high school. He was a quarterback in high school.
No, he played quarterback at first at Florida State. He moved
his freshman year.
No. He moved like his red shirt sophomore year.
That's right. Okay,
I never seen him line up at quarterback at Florida State.
He played against Louisiana Tech as a quarterback. I know for a fact because I was at that game when he played that.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
He played in a bowl game. Listen, hear me out. Actually, the last game he ever played for Florida State, he played quarterback. Ever. Go look that up. And I know Taff is on it right now. I know that. the last game he ever played for Florida State, he played quarterback in that game because everybody else got hurt. And he threw a 60-yard strike to Talman Gardner, who dropped it at the 2-yard line. Never forget that. Saw it with my own 2 eyes.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. At least they got some time in college to kind of, you know, get their skills together for the NFL. But you telling me.
But how much time
kid,
would he need an athlete like that?
Man, the NFL is little with athletes. It's going to take
not,
more
not
than
like
athletes. Come on.
Not like him.
It takes more than just being an athlete to play a position. That's why I never agree with that Tim Tebow stuff. Move him to fullback. This man never played that. How you going to just move somebody somewhere? I think they need to draft this kid at quarterback. Now, if that don't work, man, okay. You got to do what you got to do to stay in the NFL.
Well, like
but
I said,
just,
I think
but
that,
to just dismiss him from the jump, that's crazy.
I think sometimes that position changes can be made at any point in your career. I really do. I really believe that, and it can be made. So what if it's done when you go pro? I mean, who knows?
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, though, because he was the same kid that you told me when he was a senior in college. When he was a senior in college, he was going to win the Heisman Trophy, and he did win the Heisman
Trophy in high school.
What did I say? And then you turned around. Now you turn around and saying he switched to wide receiver. Why are you giving
I'm
up on him like that?
I'm not saying he needs to. Hear me out. Let me go back first. I saw Lamar Jackson play at Hallandale High School in person. I was right there when he was the first one to get off the bus. He shook my hands. His hands felt like it belonged on a giant, number one. When I looked up at him, he said, "How you doing, sir?" I said, "How you doing, young man?" He said, "It's going to be a long night tonight." He said, he looked at me and he smiled. And he went on the field, and it was a long night for him because they lost, but he did have 500 yards on us. I called Cleon that night, and I think I even said it on this show. That I just saw the next Heisman Trophy winner in high school. I said this a long time ago. Now, so everybody knows I said this. I'm going back now. I'm looking at this Heisman Trophy winner, and I'm looking at his athletic ability. It strongly surpasses anything I've ever seen at any level, to go into the NFL. This kid right here, if you put him out on the island, nobody's going to guard him. Nobody. They can create some kind of defense.
Look at it like this. As great an athlete as he is, why wouldn't you want the ball in his hand on every play? The wide receiver is a dependent position. If he got a garbage quarterback, what are he going to do?
There are no garbage quarterbacks in the NFL. See, that's the luxury.
Well, we got one down in Miami. What are you talking about?
There are no garbage quarterbacks in the NFL.
To NFL standards, garbage quarterback. Now, you got to be good to even make it in the NFL, but you know what I mean. Come on now.
Nah, man.
Don't play radio on
me. I ain't playing radio. If you put that boy at receiver and run him on a reverse, could you imagine that?
Hold on. Can you imagine him up under center every dive, every play?
Well, I've seen it in college, but it didn't win him no championship.
Andrew Luck ain't never won a championship. It takes a team to win a championship.
Well, who's the better NFL quarterback right now, Andrew Luck or Lamar Jackson?
Neither one of them, because Andrew Luck ain't played in a year and a half, so I don't know.
Okay, well, name somebody else, because where would you place Lamar Jackson right now as an NFL quarterback?
I don't know, because I ain't seen him play.
Well, you seen him play in college.
I think he would be better than Dak Prescott.
You think
so? I can tell you one person he's not better than Deshaun Watson.
I think he could be the same type of quarterback as Deshaun Watson. just a little bit more athletic. Nah, I think
Deshaun Watson has better accuracy.
Over.
Deshaun Watson,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's
a
better. He's a better overall quarterback.
He is way better than Deshaun Watson. It ain't even close.
But Deshaun Watson,
don't say way better athlete. I don't believe Deshaun Watson could go play receiver right now.
Deshaun Watson has him by 45 pounds and can do the same things he can do. Where Lamar
now,
Jackson
throw the ball
85 and throw the ball better. Deshaun Watson is every bit of 6'2", 230 and can do everything he can do.
You think Deshaun Watson can outrun him or have more moves than him in the open field? Be honest.
What has Deshaun Watson showed? That Lamar hasn't. Oh, I know. He won the championship. My bad.
And there's my point. No. Because I agree with you on that. And there's my point with the quarterback thing. There's my point with it.
Deshaun Jackson had a better team, Tommy.
Nah, man. Was Vince Young's team better than all of that? Was Texas really that good without Vince Young? Think about this stuff.
But I mean, it happens. It happens, but for the most part, the better team usually wins.
Nah, man.
Carson Wentz, wherever he played at in college.
North Dakota.
Okay,
North
you think
Dakota
he would have been Clemson?
No.
Who?
Exactly.
No.
So it take a team to win.
But now, Tommy, you cannot discredit one of. I understand this is your radio show and all, but Dabo Sweeney, who's one of the most successful and recognized coaches in the game of college football. Granted that this is all people's opinion, called Deshaun Watson the Michael Jordan. That's the type of potential this kid has. So for you to think that Deshaun Watson is inferior in any way, shape, or form to Lamar Jackson is crazy. Not just based off of what Dabo said, based off of
I just thought about something. When Lamar Jackson won the Heisman, was Deshaun Jackson still in college football?
I think Deshaun Jackson should have won it.
I don't hear nobody answer my question.
Deshaun Jackson
had a better year than he did that year.
No. I don't want to hear nothing else now. I just want to answer one question. That's all.
When both
of them was in college, who won the Heisman?
He was too busy trying to win a championship versus an individual accolade. Lamar Jackson won the Heisman. I answered it four or five times now. Lamar Jackson won the Heisman that year. However, like Carnell said, Deshaun's numbers was just as good as his. See, the Heisman is all about flash. The Heisman ain't about all of the other stuff. It's about flash. Even when Charles Woodson won it, it was about flash. Okay, because he was the flashiest dude in college football at that time. It's about flash.
Then he go on like a 2 or 3 game losing streak at the end of the year.
When he won that Heisman. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is why
that's why I felt Deshaun Jackson should have won it.
Which is why, again, he'd be a greater receiver. That's just my opinion. All right, we got a caller coming in. 754 area code. I ain't gonna see your number on the air, but we got a caller coming in. Caller, are you with me? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go on, speak your mind, man. What's on your mind tonight? How you doing?
I think you're crazy as hell, man.
Why you think I'm crazy?
I think you're crazy as hell. Deshaun Watson. Because Deshaun Watson, just like their boys were saying, won a damn championship. That Heisman shit's out the window, bro.
Okay, well, I guess the Heisman Trophy means nothing. So
it don't mean a slash.
Yes or no?
Hey, Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield won the Heisman. He ain't going to be shit next year.
Oh, you don't think so?
So now Johnny Manziel won the Heisman title.
Yeah,
okay.
He's smoking crack. He's
Charlie Ward won the Heisman and didn't play a stitch of football. Didn't play a stitch of pro football.
That's something different, though. Charlie Ward, the best college quarterback I've ever seen.
Quentin Flowers is a better quarterback than Jackson.
Okay, this is at the point here where we do one or two things with you, sir. you saying Quentin Flowers is better than who? Because I want not, it's fair. You a caller, and I want to hear what you got to say. Quentin Flowers is better than who?
Than Jackson. Than Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
You heard it here.
Oh, okay, sir. Mm. Thank you. Your time's done. You're done.
Quentin,
with saying
hey, no. Let the man
listen.
Keep,
hey,
man.
You're talking about putting him at damn receiver. You ain't got no faith in him as a quarterback. What are you talking about?
I got plenty of faith in him.
Hey, you're trying to cut me off as a damn quarterback. You're trying to put him at damn receiver.
Listen here, man. Listen here. I don't know who this is I'm talking to, but I'm gonna tell you like this right here. The best. Listen, just because he's the best athlete on the field don't mean you got to put him under center. You don't. For years, Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, all them best athletes on the field, your best athletes ought to go at receiver, man. I'm telling you. Traditionally in the NFL, that's how it is. You think
I don't know if it was Cleon or the other guy that was talking. They have a great point. You want him under center every play, giving you a chance. A damn receiver, he might get five touches a game.
You give him five touches a game, and you're going to look at two touchdowns easily.
Let me ask you this, Tommy. Tommy, as great as Randy Moss was, as great as T.O. was, they were some great athletes. How many rings they have? You don't win no championships with wide receivers.
You
win them with quarterbacks.
And, you know, I sat there.
Don't act like they never played for one now.
It don't matter.
Never made it to the Super Bowl.
I done played the lottery. I ain't winning.
Well, no, they made it to the Super Bowl. Don't act like they
don't
never
matter.
It don't matter. You talking about
nobody.
You
don't get no credit for going, Tom.
The only reason T.O. don't have one because Donovan McNabb is involved.
You're grabbing for straws now, though. What's that?
You don't win no championship with wide receivers. Ask Tom Brady. He got a bunch of little no-name dudes. You're winning
you
with quarterbacks, man.
You gonna tell me that T.O. didn't play his ass off in that Super Bowl?
And so did McNabb.
Man, McNabb came back to the huddle, was throwing up, talking about he can't play. Man, come on. And why you say, where's McNabb now? You ain't even heard of him. Come on, man.
I think McNabb a Hall of Fame quarterback, in my opinion.
You think he's
when
a
is
what?
The, man.
Yeah, if you're going to put Jim Kelly in there, his number's
man,
just as
that?
Good as Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly ain't number one nothing.
Listen. Since we're on quarterbacks and winning and blah, 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 one of the greatest performances in the Super Bowl ever was Steve McNair, and they lost, and he played his ass off. So you can't blame it on McNabb just because T.O. played with a broken ankle. Now come on now,
somebody was throwing it to him.
Exactly, it's an opinion. Like I said. It's an opinion, and I think that Lamar Jackson will go to the Hall of Fame as a receiver if you put him at receiver. And y'all can laugh.
You know,
I don't care about y'all laughing. You can do whatever you want to do.
And here's the other thing about those guys y'all named before. Antoine Randall L., Hines Ward,
Brian Mitchell.
Cordell Stewart.
All of those guys were built closer to the ground. Okay, those 3 inches that Cordell has on those guys, And the 15 to 20 pounds less makes a huge difference now, okay? Man, you get Patrick Peterson, to put his hands in Lamar Jackson's chest off that line, that man might go home, man. Man, he might go
you
home. Listen, them dudes try to send you home. What do you tell me? If you line him up on the line, you try to say he's going to get a free release? Man, somebody kill him on that line, man. He a buck 85. He a buck 85. All the rest
you
of the guys
they're not
going to
put no weight on him if he play receiver. What you think he going to stay the same size? Come on, y'all. Let's be honest.
You don't think putting weight on him would make his athletic ability go down
no.
a little bit, Tommy?
You know, okay, so tell me this. Okay, so tell me this.
I don't know why y'all, what is wrong with y'all?
Tell me this. So who's the better athlete, Tommy? Deshaun Jackson or Lamar Jackson? Who's the better athlete?
Give me Lamar
because they're the same person. Huh?
Give me Lamar Jackson all day.
Deshaun Watson.
Only because you standing on that narrative. I'm talking about Deshaun Jackson, the wide receiver for the Bucks. Now, I'm not talking about Deshaun Watson. Okay, they're the same person.
Who you talking about?
You talking about putting weight on him. You talking about putting weight on him. Why in the weight on Deshaun Jackson then? They're the same person,
listen,
if that's the case. He's a one-trick pony.
Say, I ain't budging on this here. The
Lamar
same
Jackson
way
will be a one-trick pony.
Hey, KR, you know once Tommy get Tommy can't never, Tommy, you know once
hey,
Tommy get on it, he ain't going
to
come off of it.
So for all fans, Carnell Adney, for all fans of The Wire, what did Slim Charles say? If it's a lie, we fight on that lie. That's what he said, ain't it?
You know what? I think I'm the only one never saw an episode of The Wire.
That's a good one. Hey,
I never saw an episode of
We got to go to a place you never saw an episode of Lord Have Mercy.
This man will need to come back on as a co-host until...
We got to go to a quick commercial
break.
That was a good one, that Clee. I got to give it to you. We got to go to a quick commercial break. We're going to come back with the entertainment report.
I think somebody's trying to usurp your authority.
I know. She's been so quiet over there. Listen to her. We're going to come back with the entertainment report. Whoever that caller was, hang up on him talking about Quentin Flowers better than Lamar Jackson. I won't even address no nonsense like that. We'll be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes and 2 seconds. We'll be right back. Turn us on the break, producer.
All right, shut the wall.
Pull up, you could get it. Pull up, break, make your nigga eat me out. Put a white boy on the stone. I might turn GEC out. Keep it deep from the goal to the end, from the start. You know me, Cardi B, let's be popping on the charts.
Yeah, fuck with me and get some money, and get some money. Fuck with me and get some money, and get some money. Yeah, fuck with me and get some money. Hey. Yeah, fuck with G and get some money.
Light this up, steam out the roof. Up, fitting like a grill, need a tooth. Turn up, yeah, I need Camilla in the group. Paper up, couple puffin' big, where's the loop? It ain't safe, million cash in the safe. Fresh vanilla by the case, fuck the cuffs with my brace. Frenchy is the name, CB is the gang. Let's call a boy, call a couple planes. Ring on like a mace, like a pussy wet cash on. Kyrie with the mask on. Keep a honey, come and get some honey. Fuck with me and get some money. They'll make it disappear, they a copper fail. Chop on the bill like a lobster tail. Talk best box free like I can have. Talk about the best bitch for a half deal.
Hey, yeah, fuck with me and get some money.
Get some money.
In Miami partying with Puffy. Hey, she wanna fuck, I told her bring her buddy.
Hey,
yeah, suck a dick or something. Yeah, what's understood ain't gotta be explained. Hey, strippers at 11 keep me entertained. Money bands just to make it rain. Yeah, third album, nothing was the same. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, ASAP. I come from the Bay where the Cuddy stay deep. Touchdown in the town, I'm as big as KD. Seeing NBA money, playing a fucking money trick. Hey, diamonds, crystal geyser. Big body, that 488's wider. Pulling up like along came a spider. The fourth time I put a baby inside her.
If I hit it one time, I'ma pipe up. If I hit it two times, then I like up. If I fuck three times, I'ma wipe up. It ain't safe for the black or the white club. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man pipe up, nigga pipe up. 100 bands from the slave.
All right, everybody, we back and we live on the line another Thursday night. I'm going to start this one and this is in all seriousness. There was a tragedy that took place at Barger Stoneman Douglas High School, unfortunately, on February 14th, where a young man opened fire and took the lives of 17, either young men or young ladies or teachers at the school. As the administrator in Broward County, I was one of the administrators that was asked to go to the school the following week to greet the parents, students, and the faculty and just lend a helping hand. So I worked over there for an entire week at Stoneman Douglas, and the walk through there was kind of surreal to see that. Yesterday, the students were back for their first full day of classes. When I was there, they had half days, so they weren't there a total full day. But yesterday was their first full day of classes, and lo and behold, guess who showed up? In my opinion, the South Florida savior, the South Florida legend.
That's it.
Someone I put the only athlete in South Florida I would ever put above Dan Marino. And that's Dwayne Wade. He showed up. Yes, I put him above Marino. And you know how I feel about Marino. Dwayne Wade showed up at the school, and he healed a lot of hurting hearts, and it was very emotional for him to be there because one of the students that unfortunately died was such a huge Heat and Dwayne Wade fan that they actually buried the kid in his Heat jersey. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. So, he was very popular among the other kids too. So everybody knew this kid to wear like a Dwayne Wade jersey. Like literally, like the kids were telling me when I was over there, he'd wear the jersey like 3-4 days a week. They were telling me like he had different jerseys. He loved Wade, and for Wade to show up, and Wade also went to special needs classes also, and he went to lunch. And he ate lunch with a few kids and took some pictures and all that good stuff. So he just brought a nice present to South Florida to a school that really, really needed it. Cornell, now we got to talk some nonsense.
What's
about
all that background noise?
I don't know who's making all that background noise. Cornell, where's LeBron?
That's a dog, and I don't have a dog.
If you got a dog, your mic about to get cut off. Cornell.
I turned my mic off. Leave my animals alone. They are having
Lord
fun.
Lord have mercy.
No, FPNL turned your lights off.
Lord have mercy. See, here we go. See, there it is. There it is. Cornell, what did you have to say about where's LeBron James, sir?
What Cleveland, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but he played in Miami. I mean, shouldn't he have something to say about this?
I don't know. I mean, everybody should have something to say about it. It was tragic, man. But
yeah, it's crazy, man. Something
with a teacher up here. But instead of trying to bring LeBron into it, you just commend Dwayne Wade, man. You know, that's all.
You know what? For once on the radio, I'm going to leave it alone. All right, I'm gonna leave that part alone, and I'm gonna say that.
Look, we pay D Wade to be the spokesman and the Florida hero. Let the man be the spokesman and the hero. We don't need LeBron's voice. He play for somebody else.
Once he get a person to actually grind, he grind it, man.
Unless he come back this summer, which he ain't talking like he is, and unless he come back this summer, bump him. If you ain't with us, you against us. Period.
No, I'm gonna leave it alone, man.
Why y'all ain't get on Sally about her dogs and stuff barking and carrying?
What is
all
that noise?
Cause y'all gonna stay off my dogs. That's what y'all gonna do. Y'all gonna leave my dogs out of it. That's why they
y'all,
got
this
enough.
Show, this is.
Leave them alone.
This show has gone to the dogs. This is ridiculous. This show has gone to the dogs.
Leave it to Cleon. All right. Shout out to Papa and Kiki. Shout out to Papa and Kiki. You happy, Cleon?
Hey, Scully, it's your time now with the entertainment report. It's your time with the entertainment report. Hello.
Well, I think Cleo was doing fine entertaining us, trying to crack jokes about my dogs, but that's all good.
Hey,
I do have a
joke.
Quick look. You know you love my dogs. You be liking their pictures when they're working out. All right. Anyways, hey, everybody. It's been a long, long while. There's so much to talk about. Tommy wanted to talk about. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm putting your government out there. The Lauderhill legend wanted to discuss a rapper by the name of Lil Xan, who looks like he's on a lot of Xan acts. And he happens to say, by the way, he was Charlemagne the God from the Breakfast Club donkey of the day for making this statement. Yeah, Charlemagne the God. Charlemagne has been in a lot of hot water lately. But anyway, he said that he feels like he has more clout than slain rapper Tupac Shakur, whom we all know and love here. He also says that Tupac's music was, quote, boring, and it upset a lot of people. I'm mad just reading this foolishness. But anyway,
he must have a record coming out.
Yeah, usually they bank on sensationalism to get them a little bit of attention, but in my opinion, all attention ain't good attention. And he's making a lot of enemies in the industry by talking about some of the most beloved artists of all time, like Tupac and Biggie. So, long story short, Charlamagne says that this young man doesn't strike him as a thinker, duh. And most juvenile junkies aren't thinkers, and Tupac is for thinking men, and I'll add women, because, let's face it, Tupac was a poet. So, yeah, Donkey of the Day went to this young fella by the name of Lil Xan, and that's all I really want to say about him, because he's very disappointing to me. Any comments?
And he should get it every day. He should get it every day for the rest of the year. I don't know how many days left in the year, but he should get it every day for the rest of the year. Yeah.
Who,
like
Charlamagne?
Let the late great veteran live, man. That's what Nas said,
that's
man.
That's right.
Come on, man. Don't be
man,
talking.
He's standing
but,
on
but
the shoulder
you know
of giants. He doesn't have
some type of record coming out or something. And you know what? That little high yellow boy, Alonzo Ball, gave all these clowns gave all these clowns a platform when he said Nas won nothing. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, that was disrespectful. That was just straight up disrespectful. Yeah. Well, I do want to turn the corner here and mention something that I'm sure everybody has taken an opportunity to see. We've been talking about it for weeks. Raise your hand if you love Marvel Comics, Black Panther. Were you standing in line with your dashiki on when it came out 2 weeks ago?
You know, so
did you not see it?
I want to see it, but I don't get the, you know, I don't get it.
Uncle
I mean, it was a good movie.
I'm gonna need you to stop. Uncle Ruckus,
it was a good movie, yeah. But hey, what's the name came out first of the nation, and nobody supported that.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
Everybody ran to see some fictional character. It takes a very little bit to entertain black people, and that's it.
It was a pivotal success for African Americans.
A cup of water and a string will help. Will make all of us feel good. I'm with Carnell on that.
Birth of a Nation was about a true American hero, Matt Turner.
A true story.
Listen,
a freedom fighter.
I went to see Birth of a Nation.
Ain't nobody dressing their dashiki to go see that.
And y'all dressing the dashiki to go see a fictional character.
Let me tell y'all something. Y'all gonna stop picking on Black Panther. First of all, this movie has made more money than any Marvel comic film. The director, a 31-year-old man, black man, who went to an HBCU, whose girlfriend bought him the program that he needed to put on his computer so he could write screenplays so that he could even get Fruitvale Station and the other movies that he directed. This young man was given a budget of $200 million. This film was shot in Atlanta, Georgia, where they infused Atlanta's economy with $84 million. You understand what I'm saying? That's why black folks are happy.
Why couldn't they go support the Birth of a Nation? Why they couldn't go support Birth of a Nation?
I'm going to tell you
instead
why.
Of watching
and it's a
fictional stuff.
It's a controversial Hollywood reason why Birth of a Nation wasn't successful. And freedom fighters, come on, man.
Yeah, he was a freedom fighter.
Listen, I know who you're talking about.
But
and I did see the movie, and I did blog about the movie. I did, because I felt like people needed to see that film. But you know what? We can't win them all, but we won with Black Panther, and that's why so many black
people
are so
nothing.
Happy. We did.
What we want?
$900 million at the box office worldwide.
How much that going? How much
film.
Is that going back into the black community?
$84 million in Atlanta through jobs
Birth of a Nation was a better movie than Black Panther.
The topic was real in Birth of a Nation. Yes,
it was a
story that needs to be told. Yes. But can we get past the slave narrative for a minute? Every time we get on camera, every time we get on film, we don't have to keep telling the slave story. Now, I love Birth of a Nation.
You're right.
Yeah, we do.
Man, come on.
You're right. Yes, we do.
We don't always have to keep telling the slave narrative.
Hey, the Jewish people tell
the
Holocaust story all the time.
Say again?
Boy,
the Jewish people tell the Holocaust story all the time.
Yeah, they do. They have many.
And this
films.
One just this,
yes,
this
do.
One just a slave film. This was about
no,
instead
it
of showing.
It was abolition.
Hold on. It was instead of showing us always bucking and
Yaza,
you had somebody actually.
Yeah.
He was a real superhero. He would fight back.
I give you that. But I also ask you to take this into consideration. The cast of Black Panther, the set design, the technology design, the makeup and costume design, all of these black folks got hired in Hollywood to work on this film, and it didn't flop. And what they've been saying for years, for decades, is black people are not going to bring money to the box office. We know our homeboy and friend from FAM, Will Packer, let them know that he could do like John Hughes did in the 80s and have movies galore about black people, contemporary black folks, and it will break the box office. It will make the numbers looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing.
This is an important win.
Well, that's nice. That sounds good.
Yeah. It was an important win.
But at the same time, it just goes to show you, and it's a sad state that black people come out in droves for a fictional character, and a man running around in a dress talking about boo Halloween or whatever. That made more money than
dear.
First Ever Nation. Yeah.
Yeah. My dear, Tyler Perry, infuses Atlanta's economy as well, though.
I don't care nothing about that.
Yeah, what?
What movie? What'd
you say?
Boo Halloween.
Yeah,
people talk about my dear.
Yeah, Halloween, my dear. They know black people love to see shucking and jiving and fake stuff. But show them something for real. Now that's too much. We need to get over that. You see what I'm talking about?
But you also have to consider.
If y'all don't,
first of the nation.
3 minutes left. We got 3 minutes left. If you don't mind, I'm gonna give my take on it. I went to go see Black Panther, and I had a long day that day, so I actually fell asleep during the movie, right? So I fell asleep, and when I woke up, all I saw was black folks fighting black folks. Now I ain't trying to say nothing funny. They were
in the movie.
In
the movie.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Go ahead.
I woke up and all I saw was black folks fighting black folks. So I nudged to my wife. I said, "Is this all they've been doing all movie? All this?" And she looked at me, said something, and I turned over and went back to sleep. Now, when I woke up again at the end, I saw the two main characters fighting each other. So here's my thing. This is my question. Why we can't work together? We can.
Tell me,
that's essentially the theme of the movie, though.
Nobody don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. Now, this is just my opinion. Pregnant. This ain't got nothing to do with Tommy and Sally and Cleon.
Uh-huh.
Black Panther was a coon.
A what?
He was a coon. I was with Killmonger.
A coon?
Yeah.
No.
I was with Killmonger.
I don't feel like he was a coon. Killmonger
Was
a coon? Okay.
No. Killmonger wanted to set the record straight.
Oh, okay. That's why a lot of people enjoyed his character and didn't hate him so much. Yeah.
Well, the Black Panther was, they kept all that stuff secluded. Killmonger had not been out in the world. And he knew.
Yeah.
Nah, like we say, this ain't no racial thing. It's just history. He was raised as an African-American. He knew the history of the white man, and the minute they find out about Wakanda, they going to come and tear it up and take it.
Right.
So he ready to go on the offensive instead of the defensive.
On the real, that's why so many people like Killmonger, because he was speaking to the diaspora issue that with the Pan-Africanism we're experiencing right now, and it speaks to that. So you're right about that. But, you know, we're running out of time. Tommy, you was finishing up. What were you saying?
All I'm going to say is this is another wonderful night on this smorgasbord of a show where you never know what topic you might hear. We can go all the way to Black Panther.
Somebody said it was boring.
Bye. Anybody else?